Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, Lisa Brotz takes stock of her home food system in her latest edition of In My Backyard.
A few weeks ago, I was rummaging around in our basement when I found this book I'd picked up at a library book sale years ago, back when I was at home with my kids and learning how to garden and to do things with food besides eat it. It's a little-known classic. Well, I think it's a classic. Released by Rodale Press, that bastion of organic and DIY, back in 1981. I snagged it at the book sale because I wanted to try everything in it. Pressing cider, sprouting grains. But 10 years later, it caught my eye again because of its title, Home Food Systems. We hear quite a bit about food systems, but the conversation almost always refers to the food system in its broader, larger sense. When you hear about the big food system, you're hearing people talk about the five basic components that make it up: production, processing, distribution, consumption, and waste management. Basically, everything's covered from seed to compost. It occurred to me that we can frame our own individual food systems, what we do in our own kitchens and how we do it, in almost the exact same way. We have food procurement slash meal planning as the equivalent of production, though procurement can include actual production like gardening. Food prep slash cooking equaling processing, serving becoming distribution, eating equaling consumption, and cleanup serving as waste management. So I decided to have a look around my tiny kitchen to see what was going on with the Brotz-Kelley household's food system. Is my own kitchen a hotbed of excess and complication like our current big food system? Or is it right-sized and relatively simple, which is what the ideal local food system is like? Well, it's a little of both. My kitchen is small, so there's actually not a lot of room for what you might find in a larger kitchen. For food procurement and meal planning, we have a refrigerator and lots of cupboards for food storage. One of the cupboards, however, has food magazines, scraps of paper with recipes scrawled on them, and 25 cookbooks in it. How many of those cookbooks do I use regularly? Oh, about 5. And I have 50 more in the basement. However, a perpetual shopping list and a list of the week's proposed meals is affixed to the fridge, so we do okay there. For food prep and cooking, we've got a small cooktop stove and a wall oven. Counter space is limited, so any small appliances we have, like the stand mixer and the food processor, are kept in cupboards. The panini press we got as a gift and the yogurt maker I had to have for some reason, they're in the garage. There's a microwave, but it's in the basement. Its primary function is to warm up those rice-filled socks that keep my feet warm in the winter. We do use each and every one of our knives. They're within easy reach on the magnetic knife rack. Our cooking tools are quite easy to get to. For serving, that's distribution, we have tons of everything, and it's all really disorganized and embarrassing. Next, as for mealtime or consumption, we almost always eat together, but we don't have a large kitchen table. Sometimes we'll eat at the little one, but most often we'll eat picnic style in the living room. It's not ideal, but it's what we've got. Finally, cleanup slash waste management. We don't have a dishwasher, so the dish rack takes up quite a bit of counter space. We have not yet sorted out an efficient method to collect compost and recycling that works with our kitchen size, so it can get messy in there. The garbage can is way too big. We manage our waste, but do we manage it well? I'm not so sure. The preponderance of cheap dishes, glasses, appliances, trays, utensils, magazines, and books is, to me, rather similar to the preponderance of cheap food products we get offered to us every day. It strikes me that while we learn more about our food system and advocate for changes in it, it probably cannot hurt to do the same with our super local food system, the one in our home. I still haven't pressed cider, by the way, and I've never sprouted a grain.
Lisa Brotz's stories can also be heard on our website, willag.org. Click on the In My Backyard link in the right navigation window. And you can also read her occasional blogs at majorprogression.wordpress.com. If you have an idea for In My Backyard, email us at willagstaff@illinois.edu. That's willagstaff@illinois.edu.